Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Accent on LA Talk Radio every Monday from 6 till 7 p.m. Pacific Time. What a show we have today. Oh my gosh. We are in a studio, but not at LA Talk Radio Studios. This show I will remember forever, and I'm hoping everybody who listens to our show will think the same. What a magical place where we are in. We are in Malibu. We are in a woodshed recording studio. And with me, I have two gentlemen. Everybody knows them already because they were part of our shows 2 weeks ago and many, many times with one of them. Then maybe I will just introduce their names. I want to say God number one,
oh my.
Richard Gibbs.
Yes.
God number one.
Thank you.
Mike Gormley.
Wait a minute, when did he get promoted?
Co-God.
I was thinking I need to be politically correct. You know, then I just switched, and both of you are really gods in the way what you are doing in this business, music business. And of course, Ilona Europa, host of Accent On.
You're a goddess.
Yes, maybe I'm a queen. I like that. Anyway, we are in your studio, Mr. Richard Gibbs. This is your baby, yes? This is something that you probably feel like you are in your own kingdom. I'm just not even joking. Tell us a little bit where the studio came up to, life.
Well, first, I'm just going to sit here and relish being in my kingdom. This is a studio that I built, that I had built for myself as a film composer, and it's become this recording destination for many other artists, U2, Coldplay, Foster the People, Barbra Streisand, Lady Gaga, Pink,
Kanye West,
and Kanye West, Chance the Rapper, and Purple Mountains Majesties.
We need to repeat the name of the band because whole world need to learn this name. We are doing so amazing, magical things with the sound of the band. We are spreading the music all across the continent, and we'll be talking a little bit more about that. But again, name of the band is?
Purple Mountains Majesties.
Wonderful. And of course, I need to introduce Mike Gormley, who is with us and with me in the studio many, many times. And he has his segment on Accent On that is called Accent On Mike Gormley, or Accent On Gormley. And I just met Richard because of you, because of your friendships. Then maybe you can tell us, how did you meet Mike?
Oh, you want me?
Yes, no, this is Mike who tell how he met you.
No,
Richard.
There we go. Okay.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
And then you can tell your side of the story if it's different. Okay.
Might not
Mike.
Be.
How did you meet?
I used to manage a band called Oingo Boingo, and in that band was this guy named Rich Gibbs.
Wow.
And that was probably 1982, something like that.
1980.
No.
You came on board.
You were in the band already when I got there. And we worked together for a few years and stayed in touch after. I tried to get him to be a record producer, but he fought me on that. And he became a composer, film composer.
Lucky
instead.
He. Yeah, we are very proud of you. But, of course, you are a record producer because you discovered this band. Hi, band.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
We have six gentlemen, and we'll be finding out more about them in a moment. Okay, Mike,
yes?
I would like people also know a little bit about you. I know you have amazing, really long relationship with Richard, and you like each other, which in this business, yay, for so many years. Yay, good for both of you.
I didn't say I liked him.
You like him, oh. And that's given. But you had and you have your own life and your own past, and you're a pretty cool guy. Could you tell us a tiny little bit, who is Mike Gormley?
Okay, well, let's see.
You're Canadian.
Yeah, I'm Canadian.
Yes, that's
important.
Canadian.
Mm-hmm. And I made plans to go back to Canada in a couple of weeks. It's the first time back in 4 years. Thank you for bringing that up.
What did you do?
I'll run it down quickly. I was a journalist and in Detroit, and then I became a record executive in Chicago, and then I became a record executive in Los Angeles. And then I formed a company with a guy named Miles Copeland that was a management company, and one of the bands was Oingo Boingo, and in that band was Rich Gibbs, and that's the short version.
And then, yeah, few names, drop names. The Police,
oh, who did I work
the Rod
with?
Stewart.
Oh, that.
We like that because the world needs to know more about you guys.
Okay, well, all right. While I was at Mercury Records, I was new at doing publicity, despite the fact that I was head of publicity. And I jumped in the deep end of the pool because shortly after I got there, Rod Stewart released Every Picture Tells a Story. And Maggie May came out, and his career took off. For the next 5 years, I worked with him a great deal. But during that time, I also worked with some great musicians like Rush and BTO and Ohio Players, and helped sign the New York Dolls and did things like that. And then I came out to they were going to move me to Germany, and which was fine with me at the time, but then politics got in the way, corporate politics. And at the same time, somebody called from A&M Records in Los Angeles and said he wanted to move to L.A. And I said, yeah, and that was that, wow. And off we went. And fortunate there, the timing was the same in the sense that the Police were brand new, some great artists, of course, besides the Police. But I spent a lot of time with them and at IRS Records, which was owned by Miles Copeland, and he and I ended up being partners for a number of years. But I worked with the Police and, of course, Herb Alpert, which was a thrill because the guy is an amazing, he's just an amazing guy, and it was great to work with him. And we were fortunate enough to give him his first number one record in 20 years while I was working with him, which was fun.
Okay, now when we are talking number ones, we now need to really, really talk to both of you because star needs stars. Great bands, great sound needs a lot of people who can help them on the way. They, I think, our stars, our band in a studio with us right now, I think they did their job already. They created for, I understand, 10 years. 10 what? Years? They are 10 years, yes, working together. Five, seven?
About seven.
7 years together, that's a lot. Lucky seven. 7 years, that's pretty, pretty long time for the group to stay together, discover their own sound and play and being amazing. Then maybe I rewind a little bit because I need to tell people that 2 weeks ago we had the show on LA Talk Radio and Richard Gibbs brought to the studio fresh, wonderfully fresh, two singles. And we premiered singles on LA Talk Radio. There were two songs, two titles. Who is giving us titles?
Walking.
And Young, Fair, and True.
Wow. When I heard the song, I said, okay, my head was spinning. I know I need to send the two songs to Poland. People will say, why Poland? I am Polish, of course, but European market is very, very strong for a lot of artists. And we know that everybody's practically playing and having tours in my country, too, which is amazing country. And I said, yes, I will send the two songs blindly without saying what is the band, what is the story behind the band, to one of my friends. His name is Bogdan Fabiański. Hi, Bogdan. Because, you know, like I said, everybody needs help. I had no idea what will be the end of it. I was hoping that Bogdan will like the sound, and he received the songs, and he said, Ilona, I really, really like it. Then I knew, okay, now I have you, Bogdan. I will never let you go. Then let's push it how far we can go with that. Then we start conversating with, of course, Richard, and I found out the band has almost album ready.
And what?
That band has almost, you need to be with us, don't sleep. That that band has almost ready album, yes?
The album is finished.
The album is finished and...
Just mastered as of today. We haven't even listened to the master yet.
All this happening in 2 weeks. I'm saying that sometimes magic, hopefully, can happen very fast. Then I said, okay, Richard, can we send the album for Bogdan Fabiański in Poland to listen to whole album because two songs are not representative sometimes of full album. He listened. He listened to whole album and he said, I love it. I love it, love it. He gave me two more names of the song. Do you remember what names?
Oh, yeah. The first two that we already mentioned, Young, Fair, and True and Walking. And he picked another one he wants to start playing is Flower.
And
the last one was one that the band recorded basically as a favor for me.
Oh.
I had an idea that I wanted to do for, it's a long story, but to go along with the screenplay.
That's a great story. We want to know this. This is something well, I, that's cool.
It's a Los Angeles cliche that everybody has a screenplay.
Okay.
And I wrote a screenplay, and it called for... I just heard these guys doing a version of the song Revolution, which was what the screenplay was about. And I just kind of hit them with a challenge. Hey, would you guys do an arrangement of Revolution? And they came up with this amazing arrangement on their own.
Wow.
And that was... that's been getting some attention. People seem to like that one a lot,
yes,
too.
Yes, and Bogdan Fabiański, he pointed that this song is really, really good, which I was very, very happy for that. Anyway, then we just start getting offers. And we just premiered in Poland by Bogdan Fabiański on a Polish radio dla Ciebie. First time worldwide release of two singles by...
Purple Mountains Majesties.
And what can I say? We are so happy, so proud, and new great things are coming up Ben's way and our way, because we are very proud of them. Anyway, maybe enough of talking. Maybe it's time for the music. What do we say?
Yeah, do you guys want to play a song?
Sure.
Yeah. All right.
Well, you're going to start with Walking?
Ladies and gentlemen.
Live in studio. Woodshed Recordings.
I went walking last week. I saw the complexion of a man so blue. Looked at the red of a rose in bloom. Caught the scent of floral from a woman's perfume. All in the course of an afternoon. Fishermen were killing what they call the dogs. Lovers embracing with their lips locked. Thank you.
with you. Hiking to the hills of Atlanta Green, million miles away from society. Sun is pouring down its gentle rays, clouds are floating by to pass the day. As we try to find a pleasant place to die, climbing up this silver line to sleep tonight.
Ooh, bravo! I really believe that whole world soon will be walking to the sound of your music, guys. Wonderful.
Okay, there's okay. A real European flavor to that.
Does it really?
Yeah, no, we'll put spin on it.
Yeah. But I've never lived in Europe, so what the hell do I know?
It's a great, great sound. Okay, I think we can start a little interviewing our guys who are in the band. Mike, would you like to start some questions?
I would. Is there, I got a feeling everybody writes or everybody participates in writing, or are there just one or two guys, pretty much?
Well, when the band started out, we had a rhythm section. It was two other guys, and then we had to lose them for some reasons. But then now we have Dave and Kenny, and both of them are excellent songwriters all around, but we just needed bass and drums. So, and there might be even more changing of instruments happening in the future. These guys are so good. They're both vocalists and they're both songwriters.
You're pointing to Dave and Kenny. Can you introduce them?
Yeah. So Dave is our biggest, tallest, most badass member of the band, and he plays bass.
Yes.
Which is pretty appropriate. And then Kenny plays the drum kit.
By
okay.
You.
And then also we have Alan. A lot of times with the music we've been doing, you'll see him on a recorder, which is like, you guys, usually they're a plastic flute, but they actually go way back. Just like the kind that you would use in school. We have Dave, he's got real long hair, and then we got Keith, and they got long hair, and they're in a long hair battle right now, and Keith's winning by a little bit, it looks like. And they both play keyboard and guitar, and we'll all trade off. If Keith comes up with the song, then he'll sing the lead vocal, and then we'll back him up. And if Dave comes up with the song, we'll do that for him, you know, and so... That's kind of the way
well,
we used to do it.
Keith was playing melodica in that. I mean, that's an that looks like a dragon.
Yeah.
But it's a really cool instrument and a really cool sound. Was that like you're sitting around the studio trying out the tune and you thought, hey, melodica might work, or is it just part of your background or what?
When the band first started, it was about 2010. My brother had just graduated high school, and for his graduation, he got a melodica for one of his gifts. And we were just starting the band and trying different instruments. I was like, oh, why not try a melodica?
Excellent. Fits beautifully. Of course, but we didn't mention the name, I think, of the lead singer. Could somebody introduce him and tell us how he became the part of the band and really the voice, probably the lead vocal that we will be attached so much to it?
Well, that's Ryan. And him and Dave Muller, actually. There's two Daves. So
okay.
Be careful. Ryan and Dave Muller started the band probably about 7.5 years ago, 8 years ago.
Yeah, like 8 years ago or something like that.
And, he switched around on guitar, lead vocal, percussion, keys.
That's what is amazing, watching you guys so easily.
You know, met around Southern California, you're all... I mean, we're presently in Malibu. You're way south of here from where you got together, right?
Yeah, we grew up in Westminster, Huntington, and Dave Bartels grew up in Laguna Beach. Hmm.
How did you make the rehearsal happen when everybody was somewhere else?
Oh, well, I mean, Dave came a lot later. He's been in the group for going on 3 years or something now, something like that. So, and same with Kenny. They kind of came in at a similar time. But yeah, we used to rehearse in Dave's folks' house in their living room and in their backyard and stuff. And we had another guy we were playing with named Jesse, who was the lead guitarist and lead vocalist. And I was the drummer back in those days. And Dave actually was the bass player. So, and we were doing all kinds of kind of quicker music and like ska things and reggae things and just kind of messing around trying to figure out what our sound was going to be.
That's my next question, because everybody who will listen and listen to your sound probably will feel a little throwback to 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, to the whatever. Everybody will read your music in a very personal way, but something warm is about your music that we feel like we want to, and we remember, we want to hold on to something beautiful. And you all are so young. You are very young still. Then how can you describe your sound?
Well, we have trouble doing that because what we've always been about doing is kind of taking, well, we'll take that genre or this genre or that genre because we love them all. We really do, except for when the lyrics are bad, you know. Oh. But any sound and music I love. So we all plucked from different places, and then we throw it together, and then we started throwing it together so much that it was during the same song. It would be three different genres or something like that. And then we had to figure out how to arrange the song, and maybe
it works.
Something goes out, something comes back in. So,
are all of you musically educated, or just from playing for a lot of years, taught yourselves? How's that work?
Kenny is pretty musically educated. I know Dave Bartels is going to school for music right now. Four of us are pretty self-taught.
I did go on a choir, like a five-year. I was addicted to choir at the local college, at Golden West College, and my professor, Bruce Bales, was awesome. And I was just taking choir over there for no credit, you know, not like I was trying to like earn a degree or anything, just wanted people to sing with. So and that was really cool. He's into early music, like Renaissance, and taught me some Elizabethan singing and viola da gamba stuff. And that went on and on until we got too busy, really.
With your own sound and your own band.
And with our own sound.
There's an interesting thing about Ryan is that he's also a luthier.
Oh.
So he makes instruments. He doesn't just repair them, but he makes them too. Dave, Big Dave, is a lifeguard and also plays Balinese gamelan.
Explain.
Balinese gamelan. There's one back there. See that instrument back there?
Yes.
That gold instrument with all the bars
on
it.
Explain, please.
So it's an orchestra of gongs and metallophones in Indonesia. And yeah, I've studied Balinese and Javanese gamelan. I actually spent a year over there living in Java playing that music.
Congratulations on including so many different sounds in your band, and switching so easily from instrument to instrument in time of playing. Wow. Smoothly. Lovely. Is it time for another song?
Yes.
Okay, what this will be?
Well, they're going to reset for a second here.
Well, what are we doing?
They're switching instruments now.
That's okay.
We'll
give guys to a moment.
To answer your question you asked earlier that Ryan was just going on to all the details of how they put their songs together.
Yeah.
I always describe them. Somebody asked me, what is their style? Mm-hmm. And I kind of came up with, I think, my own category, but people get it. I call them retro alt pop.
Very, very cool.
You know? And I think that kind of captures them, because if they were doing the music they're doing now, it would fit in the late 60s.
Absolutely.
But they wouldn't be, they would be one of the kind of alt band. Some people describe them as a cross between the Lovin' Spoonful and the Grateful Dead. I like to compare them to to what Brian Wilson would be doing today if he was 27 and the Beach Boys were
current.
It's just
almost amazing to see so many young people just bringing back what was so amazing for so many decades and brings them to life as yesterday, but they are today. And they are legends without being one yet, but also we feel like they could be many, many years ago with us on the radio, on the road, whenever we were driving and just loving the style that they represent right now. That's very, very cool. But Richard, we were like, we sneaking so fast, and you didn't really answer well, I think, my question about how did you discover them? Because this is Hollywood, and Hollywood is all the dreams can come true.
Yeah,
you
well, this is an odd one. Okay. All right, here's my perspective on it. My daughter came home one day from going to a party down in Orange County at a restaurant, and the head chef in the restaurant is a gentleman named Chef Ito. Chef Ito, interestingly enough, took a vow of silence now 18 years ago, and he is a legendary raw food and vegan chef.
And he doesn't speak for 16 years?
18 now.
18. He must hate his wife.
He's not married, so that helps.
I don't know.
But he's He and somehow he manages to be the most charming guy I've ever met.
I would love to visit this restaurant.
Oh, and the food is astonishingly good. So
yes,
they were performing there. My daughter went. They were performing in, there at the restaurant. My daughter came home, and my wife was with her too. And they both said, "There's this band." My daughter said, "There's this band you have to produce." And I just, I said, the last thing in the world I want to do is produce a band that's not signed. There's no money in it. Yeah. Oh my God, this is no. But it was my daughter, and she had never said that to me before, ever, not once. So she dragged me down all the way down to Orange County to this restaurant called Owlock. I met Chef Ito, which was a great intro right away. And then these guys started playing, and I don't want to curse radio, but you know, three songs into their set, I turned to my daughter and said, "Insert curse word here." And said, "Yep, I got to produce them," and that was how I met them. I walked up on stage as soon as they finished the set and said, "Listen, if you guys would like, I've got a studio. Why don't you come up and record?" And just record a couple of tunes and see if we hit it off, see if you like what happens. No matter what, you can have those tracks that they're my gift to you to record there. If we are hitting it off, we're having fun, then we'll talk and figure out, come up with a more formal arrangement. And those first two songs, by the way, were Young, Fair, and True and Walking, the ones you just heard.
I'd like to ask the band, what that was. Did you know Rich, did you know his background? Did you know what was going on? Did you think it was just some nutcase walking by?
I mean, we kind of had a clue because Caitlin, she kind of
definitely like... daughter.
Yeah, she kind of told us, you know, like, hey, you really got to check out my dad's studio and all this stuff. But it wasn't until she, like...
We kind of had the same attitude. Richard, where it was like, oh, yeah, we've heard that, like, recorded by
a lot of times,
dad, whatever. We thought it was from the garage or...
And when she sent us the info on the place and we saw what was up over here, we were overwhelmed with
wonderful. And obviously, you know, it's amazing what Richard said, because being involved so deeply with recording sound of the band, not one song, not two songs, whole album, I know how much time, dedication, and time in a studio and engineers, all of these things is given to you in a way as a present from the beginning. Now is to turning to be probably something so hopefully big, and everybody will enjoy your sound, your band sound, and this big satisfaction for Richard. And thank you, daughter, of course, for introducing your sound to daddy. And for me also, for so many years, I'm in America, I'm discovering a lot of American stars, and always I was dreaming that one of my artists that I'm working with and producing albums or something, that I will be able to break them to Europe. And honestly, I don't do this a lot. I'm not asking for favors. I'm not questioning until I'm sure that that's the person or band in the situation that I would like to introduce to contacts that I have in my country. And what can I say? I really say you are the number one for me. After so many years in Poland, I'm talking about what I do in America, but never really go straight to the hottest contact. Thank you, Bogdan Fabiański, one more time. And just say what you think about this band. And I think something good is happening right now. Okay.
I think we have to do that very clearly. We all want to say...
Thank you.
Yeah, to Bogdan. So let's do this. One, two, three.
Thank you, Bogdan!
Yes, now time for the music.
This is an example of what we were talking about, because while we're talking, they just changed instruments, and they're going to introduce a ukulele into this song, and David put down the guitar, you had the guitar and the keyboards at one time. Now he's doing tambourine. Keith is over at keyboards. What we were talking about earlier is about to take place, and they're going to be doing, what are you doing?
Young, Fair, and True.
Young, Fair, and True. Okay.
Met you in the land of milk and honey, in an orchard where I drank from its juice. All along its hills, fruitful and you, the unfair, playful and true. Young, fair and true. We had to sing about the truth. one and only one emotion of the ceremony. It's the earth, the sky, woman and man, the matrimony of two souls. Who don't you understand? Who long to understand each other? Who need to understand?
That's a perfect ending. We want to understand each other. Obvious, Ilona Europa accent on has an accent. And you know what? We need to understand each other even when we have an accent. But, you know, world is one, yes? And that's what we really want, to be loved and accepted and just having freedom to sing and speak out, whatever we want. All of these things I think you all are singing about, which is like a message for the world to be a good place to live in and raise your children and be happy. Yes?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, wonderful, wonderful. Now the next question for me would be, when you all go home, or some of them, what type of music you are listening to?
Oh.
Should we just go down the line?
Yes, please, please. With names, that we know your personal tastes in music.
For me?
Yes. Your name is Ivan?
My name is Keith.
You play on a piano. One more time. People need to know who is who.
Yep. And I'll name two. Radiohead and Father John Misty.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Dave Mueller.
Flaming Mueller. Lips and Mac DeMarco.
That's so unusual. Okay, next. Completely not related, but really stylishly okay. The same one. Okay.
All I've been listening to lately, there's so many. I've been really digging on Dr. Dog.
I don't know this band. I'm bad.
And they're called Dr. Dog. And they're real cool. What are they like? Well, they're a rock and roll band, but they've got a lot of breaks and pauses and jumpy things that pop out of nowhere, but most importantly, their lyrics are right.
Okay.
They're the right lyrics for the song.
Which means you are driven by lyrics. You really, it's very important to you. What is the song about?
Right. The meaning of the song is really important.
Okay, so one more band. Give us one more band or two.
It's got to be the Beatles.
The
Beatles. You said one more band, right?
Well, you can give us many, but I wanted one more even. Beatles are good.
yeah. I love Bjork. Always loved Bjork. The vocal is so
absolutely
so beautiful and so powerful, and I love her lyrics too as well. So.
Absolutely, very unusual, unique singer.
Does Kenny back there have a microphone?
Okay, yes, our
When I go home, I like listening to Tame Impala and
Wow. That's a record. Okay. You're drumming. Strong beat, yeah.
Dave Bartel is playing the bass, and I really like Dirty Projectors, and I also really like Hiatus Coyote.
Well, dirty, you got me on both of those.
Yes, yes. Dirty, okay. We are too old, or just you are very sophisticated, or you just, we don't know. Okay.
I think he's
just
making,
tell us.
He's just making these up.
Okay, we can. I don't want to pretend.
Check them out. Check them out. They're both current bands.
Okay. Yeah. Are they from L.A., from California?
One of Dirty Projectors is from the East Coast, and Hiatus Coyote is from Melbourne, Australia.
Whoa, how did you discover them?
Our friend Rex.
Interesting. Yeah. Because this is always cool. You know, I have so many young artists coming to my studio and they bring unusual music. I never heard of this music, and they always find somehow somewhere and they search for the music. They answers. They don't care what is on a market, you know, on the radio, the four songs that everybody's playing over and over. Nobody listens to them. All young people are bringing their own taste to the studio and say, that's I want to sound. That's what I love. And it's crazy. I love internet. It's something so special about this place. Okay.
Alan? Alan Porter.
Well, there's so many. So definitely The Grateful Dead. But if I'm just trying to relax, usually it's like Artie Shaw or Duke Ellington.
Duke Ellington. Jazzy. Wow. Now then we really have a wonderful, wonderful crossover through every style practically.
Now you know why they sound the way they sound. There's so much... Such a blend.
Yes, and like you say, because everybody listens to, in a way, something, somebody else and different sounds, but they have their own very, very unusual, beautiful. Your parents probably gave us this taste, too. Let's talk about parents. You know, did they listen to the music, all of your parents?
I used to sing the Beatles in the grocery store, and then there was this one person that would check out, and if she was this older lady, this is my mom told me the story. I was so little, but when I was a little guy, she would always ask me, come on, sing me a Beatles song, sing me a Beatles song, or something like that.
And you say, how much? Oh. That's, later. Okay, is anybody had a parent who really played some music that really shaped you, shaped your taste
well,
in
Dave
music?
Dave Muller, your mom was a phenomenal piano player when she was young, right?
She used to play piano. She was, like, classically.
Classically.
Oh,
but takes time.
Shout
yeah.
out to Marianne.
Yeah, Ken and Marianne, Dave's folks. They've put up with us the last
us
7-8 years. Whole lot.
I really, really would like to put accent on this moment, because all parents who listen to our show, they need to understand how important they are, you know, especially when they have talented children and musicians, which every parent is like, no musician. Oh my gosh, they need to have some profession. But really, 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 parents, you need to allow your children to do what they want to do, because their dreams are their dreams.
Especially allow them to rehearse in your garage.
Right. Yes. For 7 years.
Absolutely. My dad, he was working 3 shifts, and me and my sister would play violins, and trust me, and he was sleeping because he was going at night to his work, and we were like, in the beginning, oh my gosh, I really remember this feeling sad for my father. He never said a word. You know, we were young, and then for so many years I was studying music too. But yeah, they really understood that that's my dream and whatever. No, violin was not my dream. I switched very fast to singing. Anyway, I know that show for us is only 15 minutes long. I know we'll be playing a lot of your music, not only on LA Talk Radio, but also like on Accent On, but also we'll be pushing and with full heart and love through anybody's hands in Europe who want to help. And obviously America probably will join us very, very soon. That's everybody's dreams. And I know we have one more song that we plan to play, because like I said, time is running so fast. Then could somebody introduce us, what is the song number 3?
I'll do it while they're okay. Resetting once again, switching instruments. And I want to point out one other thing. They do have right now one song only on Spotify, and that's Young, Fair and True. And we're going to start releasing these other songs one by one. The next one to be released is the one they're about to play right now. It's called Nature is a Hotel.
And also maybe we need to mention the website or anything that we can promote the band if people want to know more. Obviously, you all are on Facebook, yes?
Sure, it's purplemountainsmajesties.com.
And it's important, the spelling, Purple Mountains, that's the plural, not yes. the possessive. Majesties, once again, plural. Purple oh. Mountains, Majesties.
Couldn't be harder, especially well, for Polish people.
Yeah, for the Americans, it, you know, it's, it, easy, it's a, yeah. well, it's a reference to an American.
Purple
people,
so. Majesties. Purple Mountains, Majesties.
Yes. But, yes. I normally wouldn't ask about an explanation of a song, but this has such an intriguing title.
Yeah.
Nature is a Hotel. So can you give us a short riff on that?
Yeah, yeah. Actually, it's about somebody just kind of coming to the realization that they weren't going to heal their broken heart until they stepped outside the door. So really, it's not about hotels or the it's just a little taste of that. Like in that verse, you know, it says nature is a hotel with swimming pools. I'm going to stay another night. In other words, I'm going to stay on this earth another day.
Uh-huh.
It's a choice. It's a choice to enjoy what nature has to offer. And after all.
And you are so this right.
And what this the world has to offer.
Yeah.
Like, so I mean, we're all the earth. It's all just, yeah. we're just on a spaceship. Flying.
Then what do we say? If you are locked in your own misery, one thing that we can do, not only listen to the sound of the song, but just open the door and welcome the nature to come to you, or you come to the nature, and life will be just better place to live.
Well, let's hear this song. Nature is a Hotel.
Okay.
No way to break that chain. I know she's on a fast train with her own thoughts, just doing her thing. Swimming pools, gonna stay another night. Love all the way, the future looks bright. Play all the day, say goodnight. That's what we say to each other. We'll be right back.
so good. Oh, I cannot wait to introduce this song also to Bogdan, because he will be playing your songs at Radio Katowice. This is another part of Poland that he'll be introducing your movie. Your movie, hey, in movies.
One day in movies.
Yes, in Katowice a lot of things happen. It happened that Radio Katowice is my almost hometown, and I recorded almost 78 songs in this place, which Radio Katowice is my home. And now Bogdan Fabiański has everyday shows there, and he'll be playing your music. The life goes, like you said, is a hotel. You never know what room you are paying for. And this one, I like a lot. Then again, I will say thank you, Bogdan Fabiański and Radio Katowice, for playing our band's music. And again, if we can scream out loud the name of the band that everybody will remember, is
Purple Mountains Majesties.
Okay, now we know the title of the band. Who came out with this title? Who just called the name? First, okay, that's so what will be.
He did it.
It's a beautiful, very beautiful, beautiful name. Yeah, again, it's a little tough to pronounce it, but it's very beautiful. When you see them, you see practically, yeah, it's very good name, but somebody needs to have idea why. Explain to us why
for the for the record, when that question was asked, everybody pointed at Ryan. So
okay, it's your fault. You're a winner.
Well, there's an American folk tune, you know, America the Beautiful.
Yes.
Was a poem originally by a woman, and that poem was much better. But yeah, I kind of had that tune in my head, and there just happened to be these purple mountains. We're going through the five, the grapevine. And I was looking right window, and it was just kind of, and Dave wasn't talking. Me and him were on the back, way back from a trip, and he was driving.
We already discussed about being in a band. We're like, we should be in a band. Like, let's start one when we get back. Okay, cool. And we're like, let's think about a name.
Yeah, before we even played a note, we had this this crazy name. So, yeah, I just was like, how about Purple Mountains Majesties?
Beautiful. No, I really think people will get very attached to this name. And now you explain us how this happened. And you said how many years ago? The 7.5 years ago?
Yeah, who knows how. It could have been about 8 years ago. We weren't keeping track back then for sure. Now we're keeping track of things a little more.
Wonderful. Then again, this is Accent on LA Talk Radio with Ilona Europa and Mike Gormley and Richard Gibbs, and the band that his name is
Purple Mountains Majesties.
Purple Mountains Majesties.
That was Purple not Majesties. Good. One more time.
Purple Mountains Majesties.
I love it. So many people already remember this name for sure after listening to our show. Then we are not in LA Talk Radio studios today. This is a very beautiful, unusual show for me, and it's given to everybody to enjoy. And one more time, I think I'm very, very thankful for Woodshed Recordings that you host us here, Richard.
It was our pleasure.
And I know that put this together. Oh, that wasn't easy. And thank you all you guys, because you all are coming from pretty far away. And somehow, somewhere, we all are here in the same time. I would like to
thank you, Alon.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
I love you guys. And just, I hope we all will be traveling to Europe, because Europe has great food and amazing places to play. And they pay a lot of money, too. Then all of this is great. Then we'll see how far we can get with your music first. And hopefully people will respond beautifully. Mike, you have your time, your watch. I don't have. How many minutes we have before our show need to wrap?
We're done.
We are done. Then one more time, thank you so much for today.
I think one time we should thank Bogdan.
Bogdan Fabiański, thank you so much for playing our songs, our band song on Radio Dla Ciebie, Radio for You, Radio in Warsaw, and also Polish Radio, and also for in the future. I think in 2-3 days he start introducing two of your songs to Radio Katowice, my home radio. Then we love everybody who listened today, and we'll be playing a lot. Bye-bye for today. Until next Monday. Thank you, Ilona Europa. Accent on LA Talk Radio, Monday, 6 till 7 Pacific Time. Bye.
You're listening to Accent On with Ilona Europa.
right here on LA Talk Radio.